Yeah, yeah, I can hear you, I can hear you.
We didn't get you up this early on schedule, did we?
No, I'm fine.
Hi, welcome Dr. Ono Perbo to the eELF, and his theme today is that IDRC is part of the policy influence process.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you three questions. First is,
okay,
briefly describe how IDRC was helpful to you in the change of the policy in Indonesia.
Okay.
What is Ono's advice to IDRC so we can understand our role in these kinds of things better?
I think the first and second is quite similar. What make IDRC successful in changing the Indonesian policy is actually, exposing what we have done at the grassroots level to international community. That's, I think, the best way how to describe it. So, having our activity on the ground exposed internationally, it creates a strong, pressure to the Indonesian government, and then that pressure, in the end, changed the policy. Actually, the same pressure is now seems to change, not change yet, increasing the self-confidence at the grassroots level. So it's really helped the grassroots. To be honest, before 2005, some of us lose our faith. Some of us doesn't see the bright lights. But finally, at January 2005, we see the bright lights.
How should our behavior change? How should IDRC's behavior change?
I'm not sure though. But maybe if IDRC could identify the actual grassroots activists who actually do the actual change on the ground and focus on supporting the grassroots, that may help a lot to the actual ICT, not implementation, ICT adoption in the countries. The problem is to find the actual person on the ground who actually do the works, because the mechanism within the IDRC IDRC seems to be more passive, waiting for people to submit proposals. And most of the grassroots people like me or doesn't seem to care about this. I personally seems to work using our own resources with the people on the ground. So there will be a lot of missing link between IDRC and the activists on the ground. So creating the link between IDRC and the people on the ground, that would be important to identify the actual activists. Unfortunately, I think language will be the major barrier, because most of the activists may not speak English. I can speak English because I educated partially in Canada, but most of the Indonesian activists, they don't speak English. So that's maybe the major difficulty to find these people. So I think that's answer your questions.
Yes, that's great. Thank you very much. Very helpful.
Thank you.
You take care. Give my best to your wife, and hope to see you soon.